Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's too easy to do fraud.
Many say the push to make every vote count makes it worse.
Ballots being sent to people who don't even know they're receiving a ballot, how can it not be rife with fraud?
I'd rather go to the booth physically. That way I know I put it in and somebody didn't alter it in any way.
OC Registrar Neil Kelly says ballots are only sent to registered voters on unique paper and envelopes that are not only hard to forge, they're individually tracked with a barcode. Then
verifies the record, verifies the signature, have they cast a ballot yet or not.
Secretary of State Alex Padilla says unique ballots aren't unique to Orange County.
The ballots themselves aren't just 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper that you can get at Kinko's. Every county, every election selects specific paper types with watermarks and other distinguishing features to help guard against counterfeit ballots coming into the stream. Those would set off alarms right away. Vote-by-mail ballots must be returned in the official envelope. Each envelope has a barcode unique to the voter.
Kelly says, plus, the signatures on all ballots go through several layers of verification.
So if it goes through the first pass and it's a clear match to the operator, who, by the way, the operators are trained in signature verification, then at that point, it could be validated. But there's a lot of times when those first pass operators say, I don't see it. It needs to go to a second tier. Then I have a team that dives a little bit deeper into the signature. They're looking for unique comparisons between the signature on the envelope and the signature on the record. They're looking for where the pen stroke laid down. They're looking where the pen stroke came up. If that team says it doesn't match, it goes to a third review team. And that third review team takes an even deeper dive on it. If they don't see a match, it's rejected, and then a letter goes to the voter. So the voter has a chance to correct it.
For people who request a ballot in person and then their mail-in ballot shows up later,
that ballot becomes void the minute they check in at an in-person site. So they don't have to do anything with that ballot. They can throw it out. They can destroy it. They can leave it at home. It instantly becomes void and cannot be cast.
This voter says, what about having the party on the outside of the envelope?
If there's a way to ID a ballot from just a mail-in and you don't want that particular party to win, whichever it is, you just discard it, maybe. Burn it, trash it, who knows? We just don't know. As a country, we don't know what's going on.
We don't do that here in Orange County. I mean, that is not something we are going to do in Orange County. So when that ballot comes in and it goes through that check process, when that's split, it's automation. It's split with machines, and that ballot is pulled out, it's completely blind. We don't know. We can't tie it back to a voter record at all.
Kelly says the average ballot goes through a 48-hour verification process. Still,
I'm worried that they're going to get dumped somewhere, just like the ones that were found, that there was 10, and three of them they kept, and the other ones were all for Trump, and they threw those all away.
You see and you hear on social media and on the news, which how credible that is, but people dumping boatloads of mail into trash cans or dumpsters, and that just raises up too many red flags. And I'm sorry, in an election year that is this serious and has this much pressure going into it, and all of these political scandals that have come to light, why are we going on an iffy way of doing things?
So I asked.
So if a mail carrier was for one party and they decided, ooh, here's 100 ballots, I could just make this disappear.
And if we see that we have anomalies or issues on the return side, for instance, let's say we have a zip code and we don't see those ballots coming back, then we are going to investigate. And so we're looking at that data daily.
Plus, UCI election law professor Rick Hassan says voter fraud's a felony, risking years in prison for one vote.
If you were trying to swing the presidential election, you know, you'd have to have thousands of ballots being cast. And people would notice if their ballots were stolen from their mailboxes or someone was requesting them and voting them on their behalf, because when they'd go to vote, they'd see that they couldn't.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer says law enforcement has been trained on what to look for this year.
When you return your ballot, it warns you in no uncertain terms that if you engage in voter fraud to return this legal document, you may face up to 4 years in state prison.
Spitzer's lead election prosecutor, senior deputy DA Denise Hernandez, helped train cops for this election on an array of election crimes.
What are the charges if somebody were to take a bunch of ballots and dump them, which we hear a lot?
So we could charge them with, there's a felony, which is interfering with the election process. So if their intent is to take them and keep people from voting, then there is that a felony charge, which is 16 months or 3 years in prison.
Still others say they'll drop their ballots off.
Just in case things are slowed down, I wouldn't want it to impact the votes that need to get in that matter.
Registrar Kelly says voters have several options, but the mail process should also be just fine.
In December, the post office delivers 3 billion Christmas cards. 3 billion. And you're not going to have 3 billion ballots that are going to be out there.
To hear more voter fraud concerns, head to KFIAM640.com, keyword fraud. In Huntington Beach, Corbin Carson, KFI News.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.